Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good friend John Fox back on the show, and John has been a member of our Brain Trust this month for 14 years. How about that, folks? He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a former professor of tax policy at Mount Holyoke College. He's a retired tax attorney. He's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, plus 10 tax questions that the politicians don't want you to ask. But more importantly, he's our good friend, John Fox. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
And you've recently retired from Mount Holyoke.
Well, 25 years. It seemed like it was time to do something else, and I had the opportunity to address a number of Chinese financial directors from leading universities recently, and we agreed that I would go to China and go to various universities a year from this fall to talk about what we're doing in the United States, particularly in tax policy, to look at what we're doing and see what we can learn from each other.
What are you going to tell them? Tell my audience what you're going to tell those folks about our tax policy.
Well, I'm going to say that it's pretty dysfunctional, that we have enormous amounts of special tax breaks that don't make social or economic sense, that about half of all income that could be taxed is not taxed for one reason or another. I call that big government intervening in the judgments that people have to make. So I'm for vastly simplifying the income tax.
It's very important to point out, and I think you'll agree with me, that this is not a political party thing, the reason it's like this. This is a political class thing.
Yeah, it is. And one area that I really disagree with some of the proposals on the Republican side, because I'm critical of Obama.
Now, wait a minute. I thought this segment we weren't going to be critical of parties.
what I'm in favor of is taxing all income, including passive income.
But I want to know, but this segment, I want to know what you're going to tell the people abroad.
Well, I'm going to tell them that I think we should try to tax everybody on their income. Depends how much they want to use the income tax. In China, they don't use it that much because they get enormous amount of revenues from the Chinese government owning a great deal of industry.
Right.
They have investments in that. But as you develop
That's apples and oranges, though.
It is. Yeah. But what I would tell them is, as you develop your income tax policy, try to keep the income tax to raising revenue primarily rather than adopting a whole range of social and economic programs.
I agree with that.
Because they tend to not work.
Give us an example of how the income tax policy has been used in America to do what you just said.
Well, two major areas. One in health insurance. All health insurance paid through the employer at work is excluded from tax.
Right.
And what every expert
You think it
does,
should be taxed?
I think it should be included in your income, and then get a tax credit depending upon
your needs.
To help you buy some insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The way the exclusion works is that the bigger the policy and the higher your income, the greater the tax subsidy. So people who are executives are
You're talking about the solid gold programs. The truck driver might get a $10,000 a year credit, and the CEO might get $1 million a year credit.
I mean, it's upside down. The other one is, of course, the home mortgage interest deduction, which a lot of people.
But hasn't that helped? Hasn't that been a good one though? That's helped build the American dream.
It actually hasn't had much to do with building the American dream. Even if you get the deduction, and only about a third of all taxpayers actually claim an itemized deduction, which you have to do. We have about the same home ownership rate, around 67%. that Australia, Great Britain, Canada have, and they don't have a home mortgage interest deduction. So when economists look at this, they say really most of the deduction has allowed people to buy big homes, bigger homes than they otherwise would.
Well, that's part of the American dream, John.
Well, I think the
government... You got a bigger house than you need. I got a bigger house than I need. Come on.
I know. It is the American dream, but I think a good conservative would say that when you dream about that, you should pay for anything over a basic home.
So my dreams, I should fund my own dreams. You shouldn't
spend your own money.
So I don't want to be. I'm tired of funding your dreams, John. I can say something right now about one of your dreams, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let it go.
That's a good friend. Only a good friend would do that.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. When we come back, I'm going to let John loose on the Republicans. I know he can't wait. He's excited about this. We're going to talk about some tax policy, a la Ryan Romney. After these messages, I should say Romney Ryan. That'd be correct, wouldn't it? 22. Right back with John Fox. I told you we'd have fun when John joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.